The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of April, 2019, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, coming your way in about 5 minutes. Ah, Samsung. They tried. But it isn't going to happen. At least not for the time being. What am I talking about? Well, the Galaxy Fold, of course. Now, we all know that they've canceled their events in China. But they said they'd be pushing through with a release date on the 26th in the US of A. Not anymore. Yes, Samsung has officially delayed the Galaxy Fold. Samsung says they are taking measures to make sure that they can strengthen the display to optimum quality. I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place. Now, the indefinitely might be May. We don't really know for sure. At least according to the Wall Street Journal, the Fold won't hit the shelves until maybe late May of this year. Samsung, however, though, ain't saying anything about that article. Guess they want to give themselves plenty of leeway, you know, just in case something else fails on this thing. Nonetheless, though, if you were looking forward to getting in line and getting that Samsung Galaxy Fold in the U.S. on the 26th of this month, yeah, you're going to have to put those plans on hold for now. iCloud. Ah, what comes to mind? Well, of course, Apple. Now, it probably should be Amazon, too. Why? Well, because Apple's going to give Amazon Web Services about $30 million a month so that they can use Amazon Web Services. You know that thing? Yeah, that's going to be set up for iCloud now. Now, Amazon Web Services, by the way, Apple's actually one of their biggest clients. Well, they just got bigger. Because Apple now has stated publicly it relies solely on Amazon Web Services for its iCloud content. That means yours and I stuff that's in iCloud, yeah, it's actually over there at Amazon headquarters. Not at Apple. Now, no, Apple's not the only company that does this. Pinterest relies on Amazon Web Servers. Lyft, yes, the ride-sharing app, they rely on Amazon Web Servers. And one has to wonder, if they're relying on Amazon Web Services now for iCloud, it really does show the direction that Apple is heading into. You know, that service/entertainment provider. Finally, speaking of Amazon, ever heard of that Amazon Flex program? Basically, it's outsourcing drivers to make sure that you can still get your goods and not rely on solely on Amazon's drivers. Well, if you happen to be one of those drivers in that program, get ready to lift up your phone and say cheese. Yep, you're going to have to take a selfie if you want to continue to drive. Yes, Amazon is asking delivery drivers to take selfies so they can identify their identities using facial recognition. The message actually came through the Amazon Flex app, saying the drivers had to take a selfie before they could actually continue working. Now, of course, once Amazon's got all that biometric data, then they compile all that together with your selfie, then you can get on with your workday. Though Amazon did state, and I kid you not, Amazon is urging its drivers not to take a selfie while they're driving. Really? You had to state that? I mean, really? Yeah. Yeah, that kind of just says the kind of world we're living in today, doesn't it? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that's our website. Come on, you know that already. You hear me talk about it every single show. But if you've not gone on over there and checked it out, what the hell's taking you so long? We got a bunch of tech goodie reads over there. Plus, you can get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts over there. Also, give us a like and a follow on Instagram and Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday and thank heavens Monday's over. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.